Morning all of you. Myself Shivani Agarwal, working as a guest faculty in School of Studies in Computer Science and Application. Today I am going to take audio lecture on the elasticity of demand. So all the students of MBA e-commerce second semester, please go through this audio lecture and please note down some important points. Now, what is elasticity of demand? Basically, elasticity of demand is very important aspects in our daily life. It means the changes of demand of the one variable to the another variable. For an example, we have taken the two products, product A and product B. Product A is rice, dal, wheat, and product B is electronic gadgets. Because when we have taken the product A as a necessity items, the price price will increase or decrease, the demand will not change. But in the product B, we have taken the electronic gadgets. That means in this elasticity of demand implies. That means if the electronic items prices, that means the cell phone items prices increases, the demand will decreases. And if the price will decreases, the demand will increases. Now, what is the definition of elasticity of demand? Generally, it defines as the responsiveness and the sensitiveness of demand to the given change in the price of product. Now, there are four types of elasticity of demand. That is, first one is price elasticity of demand, second one is income elasticity of demand, third one is cross elasticity of demand, and the fourth one is advertising elasticity of demand. Now, what is the price elasticity of demand? Price elasticity of demand means the change in price of the another product so that it will make the change, the difference in our product. For an example, what we have taken? We have taken the electronic gadgets. So, if the electronic gadgets price increases, the price will, the demand will decreases. And let me clarify it that if the product of price A, product A, we have taken any of the product, if the product of price something is increases, the demand of another product of the same, just for an example of an electronic gadgets. So if the price of a product, any of the product is increases, the demand of another product will decreases. And if the price of one product decreases, the demand of another product will increases. Now, the price elasticity is a responsiveness of quantity demanded of product to a given change in price. Price elasticity of demand means proportionate change in the quantity demanded of product A by proportionate change in the price of B. In the formula basis, we'll define as EDP. Elasticity of demand in price is equals to Q2 minus Q1 by Q1 upon P2 minus P1 by P1. Q1 means before changing the price, quantity before changing the price, and Q2 means after changing the price. Now, in the price elasticity of demand, there are five types. First one is perfectly elastic demand. Perfectly elastic demand means where the price will be stable. It will not change, but the demand will change according to its need. For an example, ice cream. As in the winters, the need, the consumption of ice cream is very much less, and but the price is not changing. And in the summer, the price will not change, but the consumption of an ice cream, it becomes increases. The demand will increases. So what it happens? The price is stable, but the demand is changeable. Now, second one is perfectly inelastic demand. In this example, demand is stable, but the price changes. In the first one, perfectly elastic, what we have read, that the price is stable. But in the perfectly inelastic, what we have read, that the demand is stable and the price changes. For an example, vegetable. The demand is stable. If we are needing vegetable, the price will increase or decrease. We will need vegetable. We have to eat. We have to consumption it. We have to consume it. So the demand will be same, but the prices will increase and decrease. Now the third one is relatively elastic. Relatively elastic means the small change in price makes a lot of change in demand. For an example, gold. If there is a less change in the amount in the price of gold, the people will buy more of gold. So now the fourth one is relatively inelastic. Relatively inelastic means a lot of change in price, but the demand changes is less. There is more change in price, but there is very much less change in price. Demand. Now the fourth one is unitary elastic demand. Unitary elastic demand means when the price goes up by 50%, the demand also goes up by 50%, means both are 50-50. The perfect will, in the unitary elastic demand, we have the perfect elastic curve. Now, the second one is, we have read that there are four types of elasticity of demand. First one is price elasticity. In this, there is five types. Now, the second one is income elasticity. What is income elasticity? That income changes. If the price increases, the demand also increases. And if the income decreases, the demand decreases. It is obvious that if our prices increases, our demand is also increases according to our income. And if our income is decreases, our demand is also decreases. The formula is EDI, that is elasticity of demand on income, is equals to Q2 minus Q1 by Q1 upon I2 minus I1 upon I1 by I1. That means Q2 means the quantity change after, and Q1 means what I have told you, that the quantity change before the changes, and I2 means the after changing, and I1 means before changing. Now third one is cross elasticity one product. Cross elasticity means the one product prices increases or decreases, whatever it is, the one product prices increases or decreases, that will make difference of demand, hai na, of the first or the another product. For an example, if in this we have formula like EDC, elasticity of demand on cross, is equals to PQ2 minus PQ1. PQ2 means price of quantity demanded minus price of quantity demanded 1 by PQ1 upon AP2 minus AP1 by AP1. AP1 or AP2 means the changes of price minus the changes of price after or before. P1 means before, and after means after changing the price. Now, fourth one is advertisement. So, advertisement elasticity of demand means the formula is EDA is equals to, EDA means elasticity of demand on advertisement is equals to Q2 minus Q1 up by Q1 upon A2 minus A1 by A1. A2 and A1 means advertisement before changing the price and advertisement after changing the price. I hope you all understood that what I have teach you, what is elasticity of demand. In the next lecture, we'll continue with the next topic. Thank you.